This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to the session of Stanley right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the way to be. You want to be part of the solution, always. And the easiest way to become part of the solution, really, is get informed. You get informed, you engage, and you make sure if you have your facts straight, you're going to have them popping heads all over the place. They are not going to know what to do with themselves. It's just the reality of the moment. I don't know what to tell you. Again, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, all at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. I want to get some of these crazy stories. And, you know, we joke about, TikTok around here all the time. And the reason we do, or the reason I do, I should say, is because it's so easy. Do you know what I mean? You got these people. I don't even know how to say this. You got these people. Like Joe Biden, when he came on, he said, you know, we've amassed the biggest voting scandal or voting steal that there is. I mean, he said that. Can you imagine Donald Trump saying anything even close to that? So he comes out and says that, gets blown off. You know, matter of fact, it didn't even get recognized that it was said, and that's not what he meant. It got blown off. No response to it. Nobody seemed to care to find out what he meant by that. Well, our side did, but the other side wasn't giving us any info. But the thing I do love about that big bad interweb is you can't just easily get rid of stuff now, can you? And I guess a Democrat U.S. Senate candidate had a phone call with an inmate. And somehow, I don't know how she did it, I don't really care at this point. And somehow it got leaked. Can you imagine a leak? Especially by somebody on their side? Yeah, I'm sorry, you got to giggle. I got to giggle. Take a listen. I think you'll enjoy this.
We need some secret sleepers. Like we need them to run as the other side, even though they're for our side. And we need them to win.
Right.
We need people to run as Republicans in these local elections. And this is the only way you're going to change the dynamics in South Carolina. We can battle them in public all day. As long as we know we're working for the same goal, for me, I feel like, y'all, we need sleepers. When we get enough of us in there, we can wreak havoc for real from the inside out. Then we can flip some from the inside out. We got to take back some of these seats, especially in these local elections.
She's not talking about taking these seats back by putting up better candidates. Notice that.
They don't play like that. This is a perfect example of what I've been telling you guys. They don't want to replace SCOTUS because they think that our people aren't following the Constitution. They're not getting the outcome they want. So let's stack the deck. Let's pack the court with people we know will vote our way. Well, that's not the way it's supposed to be. They don't care. Look at all the lawlessness that took place over the last couple of years. They don't care. And that doesn't mean anything to them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Take a listen.
We need a group of sleepers. And I still got to struggle to raise money for my campaign. Where the f*** is my black people with money? I don't care about no dope money. Give me that dope boy money. Where the duffel bag boys? Find you somebody in your family that don't even know you donating to my campaign and put that shit under their name. Honestly, these ain't the same type of black people that I grew up around. I don't recognize these black men. So, I'm black because I don't understand the type of black that they are. Now, can I talk intelligently? I can move in all kinds of circles.
I can make believe I'm anybody I want to believe. This is nuts. Absolutely craziness. They did the same thing. I don't know if you guys knew this, right? But they got caught in Georgia. And they had people calling from California. Right? Pretending to be... what's the word I'm looking for here? Pretending to be Georgians. And pretending to be Christian Georgians. Which is really kind of funny because they're calling on the Lord's Day. And the one guy, they recorded his phone call. And he's on this call, he actually was in California. He was in a, whatever you want to call it, here in California. And he starts calling, and his accent goes from being, you know, not Californian, but to being Georgian. All of a sudden, he was from Georgia. And he's like, I don't mean to bother you on the Lord's Day. I know, I really, but this is very important. And we have to make sure we take back the state for the purpose of the Lord. Lying through his teeth, but he got off the phone, he had a big smile on his face because he convinced two people to vote for his candidate. It was about as lawless as you can get. And it doesn't, the thing that scares me is it doesn't bother them. Come and see your host. Don't go far. I got a lot more to rail on when we come back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We're back at it again. Joe Petit, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Seriously. Otherwise, you know, it's like I always say to you guys, you're part of the problem. And you never want to be, you never, ever, ever, ever want to be part of the problem, or even perceived as being part of the problem. You agree? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we just found out that, you know, we were bit by another Republican locally in California. And it's what we were talking about a little while ago, that, you know, these people get up there, and what happens? They start counting constituents. They start looking, you know, at who are the constituents. Not what they want, not why they were put in there, but they start looking at the constituents to see if they can win again. You know, if you know somebody who's in office, running for office, the best way to win your office back is not to govern like you're running for office again. right? Govern, simply govern for what's right for the kids. Simply govern for what's going to, from in my case, for what's going to make them better. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let me finish this. The leaked audio from the Democrat senator who had a call going on with an inmate at the Perry Correction Institute. Maybe. Come on.
But I'm a I love black people. I feel safest around my people. I'm very much a in a lot of ways, but I know how to turn it off and turn it on. You know, I know how to be in certain spaces. You know, you gotta be able to turn it off and turn it on. We need some folks that can wear all black at night and take their yard signs down when they sleeping. We ain't gotta make a bunch of noise about it. We ain't gotta go live about it. Just don't say shit. Just like when somebody drop money and you pick it up. You pick that shit up and keep walking.
It doesn't stop. It just doesn't stop. And again, for those of you who didn't hear it the first time around, let's comment on it this time. Okay, how's that?
We need some secret sleepers. Like, we need them to run as the other side, even though they're for our side.
Think about this. We need some secret sleepers. Right? We need them to run as the other side, even when they're on our... So they're willing to put people and infiltrate our group and lie and play games to be able to take over areas.
And we need them to win. Right. We need people to run as Republicans in these local elections. And this is the only way you're going to change the dynamics in South Carolina. We can battle them in public all day. As long as we know we're working for the same goal, for me, I feel like, y'all, we need sleepers.
So she's on the phone with an inmate at a correctional institution telling this guy how we have to do... Now, I don't know why she's telling him this. I don't know. I don't have the full thing. You know, and now, right, they want us to believe that they're the ones that have the scruples. Think of everything that's gone down in the last couple of weeks. And how they've come after us, what they've called us out as. Think about it. Here, some more for you.
When we get enough of us in there, we can wreak havoc for real from the inside out. Then we can flip some from the inside out. We got to take back some of these seats, especially in these local elections. We need a group of sleepers. Now, I still got to struggle to raise money for my campaign. Where the f*** is my black people with money? I don't care about no dope money. Give me that dope boy money.
And on top of this, she's willing to take dope money. She's willing to take illegal drug money to run for office. She thinks this is okay. She says, where's the blanking dope? Where's the duffel bag boys? Find me somebody from your family that don't even know you're donating to my campaign. You know, and let's do this. So she is screaming that she doesn't care how she gets the money, where it comes from, how it was gotten. So let's lie, steal, cheat, and use drug money to win. That's what this person is saying. Are we for real? I mean, are we for real?
We're the duffel bag boys. Find you somebody from your family that don't even know you donating to my campaign and put that shit under their name. Honestly, these ain't the same type of...
These aren't the same type of black people that I grew up around. I don't recognize these black folks. In other words, I'm going to have Sonia comment on this. Because I don't even know where to start. You know, in all due seriousness, I don't even know where to start. Right? It's just crazy. She wants to do everything she can to win, including lying, stealing, cheating, and taking dope money. Take a listen.
Black people that I grew up around. I don't recognize these black folks. So, because I don't understand the type of black that they are. Now, can I talk intelligently? Can I could do, listen, I can move in all kind of circles. But I'm a her. I love black people. I feel safest around my feet. I'm very much a in a lot of ways. But I know how to turn it off and turn it on. You know, I know how to be in certain spaces. You know, you gotta be able to turn it off and turn it on. We need some folks that can wear all black at night and take their yard signs down when they sleeping. We ain't gotta make a bunch of noise about it. We ain't gotta go live about it.
All right, now we're gonna be sneaky about it too. So we're gonna be sneaky about it. We're gonna use dope money. We're going to infiltrate. We're going to run like Republicans, and once we get them, we'll flip it. Right? That's what she's talking about doing. And the beauty behind this is she's talking to an inmate at a correctional facility. This is how she's going to fix this. Am I the only one sitting here going, sweet Jesus, what's going on? Is this the Dem party now? Is this what they're sanctioning? Is this what they're doing? Is this what they perceive to be as okay? I got to ask. Ain't nobody speaking out about it on their side. It's got to be real. Here, finish up real quick.
Just don't say shit. Just like when somebody drop money and you pick it up. You pick that
shit
up and keep walking.
Did you hear that? It's just like when you find money in the street. Somebody drops money, you just pick it up and keep walking. In other words, you steal somebody else's money. Whether you know it or not, you're stealing somebody else's money. They're okay with this. Yeah, we're for real here. They're okay with this. This is how they operate. And it's every way wrong. It's not just a little wrong. It's every way wrong. This is where you have to start showing your friends, your Dem friends, relatives, or what have you. Look them right in the face and say, you condone this? Are you good with this? Back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Three people are dead and dozens are injured after an Amtrak train derailed after hitting a dump truck in Missouri. The National Transportation Safety Board said it is launching a 14-member GO team to investigate the crash. The team is scheduled to arrive Tuesday. This comes one day after an Amtrak train collided with a car in California, killing three people. A 3-year-old boy has died after he was left in a hot car in Columbus, Georgia.
Officials believe the boy had been in the car for about 2 hours and 45 minutes. This marks the seventh child to die in a hot car in the U.S. this year. This is all according to the national nonprofit KidsAndCars.org. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We're at it again. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me, especially. Now, I know there's other stations you can be listening to, other things you could be focused in on. If you're listening right now, that means you're listening to me, and I appreciate that. Realize your time, everybody's time is precious. But you got to get informed, and then you have to act on the information. Not just getting informed, you have to act on it as well. Well, I think the walls are closing in around Biden to a degree. The Democrats now are spouting off that Joe might be a little too old for his job, or for the pressures of his job, if you would. The piece written earlier this week said President Biden's age matters to the unenrolled voter. This one person said, I'm 70 years old. I've certainly lost a step or two. That's just life. Seems obvious that Biden has lost a few more than a few steps. But this party insists on honoring its more senior members than worrying about those when it comes to fielding major candidates. They actually work on whose turn it is. He goes on to say, since I may never be able to vote for a Republican again, give their actions over the last 2 years. I form strong impressions on the potential of a Democrat Party. They will not win in 2024 by Biden seeking re-election. Country not ready for a third-party candidate. Kamala Harris is not going to carry the 2024 ticket either. She's not ready for prime time. He thinks that Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg would be the perfect ticket. You know what? Go for it. No, I think that's wonderful. Seriously. And again, you watch what happens here. This will implode on them. This will close in on them. You know, President Harry Truman knows that a sitting president controlled the levers of power, persuasion, sufficient to name himself as nominee for re-election if he desired. The times have changed a little bit, huh? Cancel culture is real noisy right about now. The Truman wisdom may be, you know, about as fungible as Joe Biden's, I was going to say something nasty. I'm going to be nice. But the Democrat bosses are going to have to exercise a kind of a Machiavellian type of viewpoint on all this. Seriously. I don't know how they're going to pull this off if he tries to run again. I don't know how they're going to stop him.
Joe Biden's age is not a new issue, right? Talked about it in 2020, but nobody really cared about it. It was a big deal. You look at the mistakes he's making, the things that he's doing, and you have to say either it's his age or the person running him, and you know what I mean. I'm not playing that game with you. The person running him doesn't really care because they have other things they want to get done. And if Joe gets thrown on the bus, no big swipe. No big deal, right? No sweat to speak. That's how crazy it's become. Here's another one that's really cool, too. There was a dad who actually stormed out of a family wedding after after the bride dead named. Now, some of you don't know what dead named is. Dead name is the name of a transgender person before they transitioned. That name to them is dead. So the internet has praised a father who stormed out of his sister's wedding after she dead named his son. It's highly offensive to transgender people. But here's what I found. I'm going to read a little bit of the story to you because follow along where their mind is at. This is on Reddit. You can find this. The dad of three explained that he was a single father with three sons, one of whom is Connor, 15, who was born female and came out as transgender 5 years ago. Came out as female at 10. You there? The dad, 45, added that he and his sons had been invited to his 35-year-old sister's wedding and said that she was pretty indifferent about Connor's transition. He added that her wedding was a super well-organized to the last detail. She wanted all the men to wear shirts and ties, and women to wear sundresses. He said he texted her a picture of our outfits the day before the wedding, and she said, "Where's Nia's dress?" He said, "I was a bit surprised. I told her not to dead name my son and that he'll be wearing a shirt and a tie like the rest of the men that were coming. If that's not possible, we're not coming." She said, "Fine," and went on. At the reception, he said, "My sister got mad and Connor was wearing a tie, but didn't say much after that." This is her wedding. This is her wedding day. He said, "When we sat down at the table, the card said Nia. I went to my sister and said she used their real. Now listen what he's saying. She used their real name. Well, of course she would. That's all she's ever known her as. I told her, me and the boys are leaving, and she told me, 'Don't you dare cause a scene at my wedding. Nia can't be a guy. Nia can be a guy any other day.' I called her a bigot. We left. Family says I ruined her wedding. Now he's getting all kinds of accolades for standing up for his kid. I'm just going to say it. I know it's going to cause me heartburn. But here's a problem. Big problem. 10 years old, decided she wanted to be a boy. You're seeing more and more articles out there, not from right-wing publications. You saw from Johns Hopkins University. It is not a right-wing hospital, last I checked. Right? This is just nuts all the way around. So, when do we start holding the parents responsible? When do we start holding, actually we should hold the government responsible. Nobody seems to want to do that. You have hospitals all across the planet telling you this is wrong. Right? You've got girls that when they detransition, as quite a few are doing now, they're having all kinds of medical issues with periods that won't stay on time, you know, in the cycle. They can't get pregnant when they get older. There's all kinds of trouble. They're having bone density issues, especially in females. But none of this could possibly have anything to do with their transitioning, right? Think about it. And it doesn't, again, it's not that easy. It doesn't. We need to get back to reality. You need to get back to fighting the things that are true and real. Otherwise, you know what? Go crawl under the couch and do nothing. Hang out by the beach. Make sure there's nothing bad going on around you. What do you think? Because that's what you've done for all intents and purposes. And I don't get it. Because you say you care about your kids. You say you're willing to fight. You say all this. What are you actually doing? I know. Some of you say to me, why do you always beat on us? I don't know. If it's not you, if you are doing this, if you're not part of the problem, then you should feel pretty good about yourself. You know what, Joe? I'm doing all that stuff. That's cool. And I'm not going to stop. As opposed to those who are sitting there going, you know, I want a fixed income, and I can't do this, and I can't do that. It's hard for me to get out and get around. You got a computer. You send me emails. You send emails on behalf of a candidate. You send emails negative on a candidate if they're not doing the right thing, right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. It's just amazing. Let me see. Can I pull this off? Now I'm going to wait. I mean, seriously, when you think about the worries that you actually could be instead of the ones you perceive yourselves to be while you're on Facebook, don't do that. Just don't do it. It ain't worth your time, effort, or energy. It really isn't. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. I'm going to give it to you. You can write it down. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's that simple. When we come back, I just got a whole bunch of crazy stories out there, that's all. Whether it's about math being racist, science is racist. I mean, isn't it funny? They wonder why we keep questioning them. When everything they put out there is racist, everything has to do with racism, period. It is utterly ridiculous. So we'll see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back and ready for the fight. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. We were talking about, God, there's so much crazy stuff going on. And it's like drinking out of a fire hose, or maybe they plan on doing it that way, right? Maybe the whole plan is, let's make sure that they got so much coming at them, they can't focus on any one thing, right? I don't know. I'm not there in that group. I don't think like they do. But seriously. Right? Maybe that's their plan all along. I don't know. It's not, mind you, it's not bad. Pretty good idea. You keep us off, lately, it's like we can't focus on anything. They got us on our toes all the time. 855, you got something to say? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Biden's White House is really starting to come up short in a lot of areas. I know you guys think it already has. But there's a lot going on there that even you're not hearing about on a regular basis because the media won't let it out. They won't let it get to you. When it comes to U.S. national security, President Biden's upcoming July trip to the Middle East is yet another case, and how the White House keeps misfiring and setting the president up for failure. They do that on a regular basis, Dan. But is it incompetence? Are they doing it on? I just had this discussion with Kimberly Moran? Is it incompetence? Are they doing it on purpose? Right? If the administration's missteps were merely unforced errors, but they are not, they appear to be systematic in these. Like this is being rolled out in such a fashion to, A, make it either look like he knows what he's doing, or he made a mistake, and it's too bad, and it's already out there, it's already been said. Or something, I don't even know. I can't even think that crazy. Right? They begin with the Chief of Staff, Ron Klain, and extended to National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Now, Biden may have hoped to be rid of these forever wars, such as Afghanistan, but we live in a world dominated by hot war. We live in a world that's dominated by these wars that pop up all over the place. Battles, I guess, if you would. All over the place. Right? Ukraine is going on. U.S. has military involvement there. We're in Syria with this mounting tension. Right? You got the U.S. and China in the Pacific. Iran and North Korea. Right? And some of these countries are now getting nuclear weapons. So you're at war 24/7. There's no such thing as sitting at home with our arms here waiting for something to come our way. You've got to hit it before it gets here. We can't be, you always can't be playing catch-up. You can never play catch-up when it comes to war and security. And all these peace-loving lefties are looking at what's going on and realizing, whoa, we were wrong on this. Now, given this evolving reality, Klain's lack of substantial national security or even foreign policy experience, it's causing him a lot of trouble. In his job as gatekeeper to the Oval Office, he's got to balance the competing, you know, agencies. The difference between his domestic and his international teams, their agendas, what they're pushing, what overflows onto somebody else, all this stuff comes together. Joe can't handle it. He can't even read a prompter properly, for God's sakes. Right? I love these people who just think it's going to get better because it's, I don't know, just going to get better, right? We are paying a massively unacceptable price for what's going on right now. Right? For his ineptness, along with his team around him. Let's just take Israel for example, right? Jerusalem was, you know, viscerally an enticing presidential international stage. Got to go there. Show the Jews we love the Jews. Show the Jews we'll protect Israel. What do you do? And it's a great place for him to go, considering. You know, you got inflation that's at a 40-year high. It's skyrocketing fuel prices. Stalled, his domestic agenda is stalled. Some Democrat insiders are arguing that an aging Biden shouldn't run again in 2024. Some of the people on the team won't get behind him. And this has worked before. You know, if you're into politics at all, you know this. Let's fuel up Air Force One. I wonder what they pay a gallon for fuel. You guys know? Let's fuel up Air Force One, fly to other countries, have him meet with world leaders. It'll make him look so presidential. Right? But what's the intended strategic purpose? No, really, what's he going to pull off? What's the plan? What's he going to offer them? I mean, what are you going to push a peace deal that Trump had already put together between Israel and the Saudis? What is already done, basically. Right? Is it to increasingly look like you're appearing like you know what's going on and you're there to kind of close the deal in some of these places? Really, I'm asking because I don't know. And now it's a really poorly timed stopover for them, right? Because
the Israeli, if you would, coalition is falling apart. Now, the national security team's timing was just inexplicable. It was not understanding what was going on. You know, nobody sat back and looked at what was going on with Israel in the Middle East, in China, and said, okay, let's map this out. How does this work? Well, these guys might do this. This might happen over here. So let's not plan to stop there unless we plan it up front or make it the first stop. Really think about it. Let these thoughts start to flow, because I wasn't thinking like this before. You guys know me. I'm not a conspiracy kind of guy. I want to see the proof. Then I'll believe it. I want to see everything point to one thing, and not the way you lay it out, but give me the facts. Let me lay it out in my own mind. I mean, there were a lot of people said if Joe B wouldn't last 6 months. I said, no, they're going to work that way. Right? They thought they would take him out in 6 months to put Camilla in there. Ain't going to happen. She's not controllable. Joe doesn't know where he is. Very controllable. Anyway, Biden's national security team at this point in time, to everybody around, is a joke. For a guy that was going to be the peace president and pull everybody together and make nice, and the sea was going to part and everything was going to be happy, guess what? Didn't happen. He's got to figure out now, he's a war president. Any way you cut it now, he is a war president. I said I got out of Afghanistan. I did. I left $80 billion worth of equipment behind. I got 13-plus people killed, but, hey, we're good, right? We're not there anymore. All right. Hey, very good. Give me an ice cream. Just amazing. You need to appoint somebody like, I guess, a James Baker-type chief of staff. The guy that actually has a clue and has experience of winning, you know, short and long-term national security games. This is he's having minor wins here and there. This gun thing was asinine, too, by the way. Now, because the Republicans gave him a win, gave this to him, and on top of, because you know what they're going to say, we had to fight and beat the Republicans down to get this deal. The Republicans don't have the spine to come out and say, no, they didn't. The reason they had a beat on us was because there was nothing in the bill that would save anybody. There was nothing there. But they would never say that because why? Anybody know why? Because it makes them look like fools. It's not right. And it won't work. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. In the next hour, I still got a smorgasbord of stories I want to get to. But some of the ones I really like. We kind of touched on it the other day. Got to touch on it some more, though. Hey, guys, remember that movie? Some of you remember it. If you don't, go look for it. Life with Father. They're great. My kids love those black and white stories when we were growing up. Well, I don't know if they loved them, but I made them watch them anyway. What's changed? Right? No, really. When you don't have a dad in the house, what's changed? Because I'm tired of hearing how they don't need dads. They don't need men. There's a piece written by Larry Elder, which I think is great. Talk about the inconvenient fact about mass killings. The problem here is nobody, again, killings are done by guns, event, apparently, not by people. This is a tough place to be. Double T, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Heat up your drink, cool down your drink, whatever you need to do, but come on back.
Qualify.